Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I've Had the Zeit of My Geist, and I owe it all to Zoom.
Ooh.
That is courtesy of Brian Jeffries,
ooh,
super producer Brian, bringing the heat. I'm Jack, that's Miles. Here are some things that are trending on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Ivory Hecker is trending.
Ooh, and you're probably saying, who the hecker is that? Well, yeah, good question. This is a person who is on a Texas news station, and she was, you know, kind of went viral because she started off a live segment where she was supposed to be talking about, like, the heat wave, and she was, like, on location with, like, an air conditioning technician, and she said, first of all, before I get to my segment, she says, quote, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. From what I'm gathering, I'm not the only reporter being subjected to this. I'm going to be releasing some audio or some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas who's going to help put that out tomorrow. So tune into them.
Yeah.
You've been
so
O'Keefe.
She went viral for telling the truth on the news?
Yep, yep.
I mean, that's unheard of these days.
Wouldn't it be wild
me.
If she was saying, like, she was being muzzled from, like, saying, like, real shit that was, like, too far, like too real and progressive? Like, and, like, that's what's going on? Because what are they going to say? It's like, hey, don't tell people that, like, masks are, that, I don't know what you're trying to say. But knowing, like, the Project Veritas's track record, this is not... It's going to be not.
We already know this is going to be complete horseshit based on their track record. Although we did cover that new hot music video from Project Veritas.
Yes.
Where, what's his name? O'Keefe, like, does a, it's a Prince cover. He's wearing sunglasses indoors. He hired attractive people to dance around him. It's all the, stuff that you need to, I don't know what the point of that was, but it's pretty interesting.
I think just to let people know, we got oligarchy or whatever the fuck the song was called.
It It was like if the, it's a video from an alternate dimension where the Nazis won World War II, and like this is what the 80s looked like, I feel like.
Oof.
Mackenzie Scott is trending because she has given away $8 billion since she got half of Jeff Bezos's money. And she can't give it away fast enough. She's gotten richer since she got the money. It's just, it keeps growing.
It's like some fucked up like Greek tragedy, like some curse. It's like, I'm the person who couldn't give away their money fast enough because it just keeps, I think I give it away and then I open the refrigerator and there's more in there. Where's she been giving her money to?
It's like
just
grants.
All kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. All kinds of things. She just did a $1 million. Yeah, I mean, this is, by the way, the only rational thing for a human being to do who has that much money. They should all spend all their time giving away all their money.
Because there's a certain point like where the consumption, it actually can reach like critical mass, like where there's, you couldn't ball harder at a certain point with what you have. Like you can have every Bentley. But then what? Sure, all your pillows are Gucci, but like, then what? I think that's when you'd hope, like, at that point, start giving it all away. How about that? But yeah, good on Mackenzie Scott. I hope Melinda Gates is also making it rain too with the money she's getting or has.
Heat wave. There is a heat wave in the Western United States. It is pretty brutal in LA and the Valley right now, over 100 degrees. In Phoenix, I think it's going up to 110, and Death Valley is going to come within 10 degrees Fahrenheit of the record for highest temperature anywhere on the face of the earth, which Death Valley currently holds.
Wasn't that record set like in the last 2 years also?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like it's always like reading like, yep, it did it. It was, you know, melt your face off hot in Death Valley. But whew, that's another thing, just like back to that even story about the Texas heat wave too and the lack of electricity going on. It's terrible when you just keep reading more and more about like how that story's developing or just realizing too how few options that they have in Texas because they intentionally cut their grid off from the rest of the country to avoid federal stuff. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting that she's like talking about how she's being muzzled from telling the truth while covering a story about a heat wave that her city or her state is completely ill-prepared for due to people like, you know.
Yeah, but James O'Keefe, whoever funds James O'Keefe, is going to do a sit-down interview tonight, so everyone can sleep right through that.
Big AC is trying to screw you. Also, you were telling me about a phenomenon. You and Brian were mentioning a phenomenon I wasn't aware of, that pools in Phoenix are like
Arizona.
Hot.
It's funny. He said Phoenix. I was in Scottsdale. There are times when you're like, oh, there's a pool, but you don't realize that the ambient heat outside is basically making it like it's not really offering much difference from the air temperature. So when you get in, you're like, this is refreshing. It's almost like, I don't know what y'all do in Arizona to keep your pools cool, but I will say this, the one I was into, it was like definitely a darker bottomed pool, so it's gonna retain more heat. But this is just it's a new sensation when you're used to like the
new sensation,
exactly, the cooling waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes.
And you end up in fucking like Mongolian hot pot broth bowl.
Yeah. National parks are currently overcrowded. So stop. If you're on your way to a national park, turn around.
In the words of Kamala Harris, do not come.
Do not come.
Even if you're looking for some kind of relaxation amidst all of this, do not come. I don't know. These pictures freak me out.
So what, the pictures of like lines of people like hiking up.
So for example, there's like pictures of like the Arches National Park, and it's almost, there's so many people, it almost ceases to be like a fun time. Like part of, I think, going out to a national park in nature is like to feel sort of insignificant in the face of our earth, like, and to see the natural wonder. But when the entire landscape is like dotted with like a ton of people, like just taking pictures and stuff. Like, it does kind of, it creates a very interesting vibe. Not to say you shouldn't go out and enjoy, but apparently because it's like the demand is so high, it's not just like people saying like the lines are too long to get in. Like, locals are like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is everybody converging here? But it makes sense. It's like one of the few outdoor places where people can kind of have some level of enjoyment and be outside. And it'd be a like low cost outing.
Yeah. Arches National Park reaches capacity and closes its gates to visitors most days before 9 a.m. because their parking lots fill up.
Right.
Which sends people to a less popular park, Canyonlands, more than four times the size of Arches. And Canyonlands has seen its own visits jump 30% in April. And lines to enter Canyonlands can stretch up to 2 hours during park visitation times.
They say on top of it, just like trash and like human waste is just like piling up around like campsites, and it's just like graffitied. And yeah, you know, people don't know how to act. People never knew how to act, and they're only going to act better. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I went to the Sequoias back at the end of the year, and those like, that was like my one glimpse into like a future where things seemed normal, because it was like all these people like all trying to get their pictures with General Sherman type stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, or whatever that other tree is over there.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, maybe that's the future where like everything is treated like a Disneyland attraction, and there's like lines, because there are like literally lines to walk up the side of these hills. California, I just want to do a little bit of, you know, bragging. I didn't do anything for this, but the conservatives, were doom and gloom as recently as like 2 months ago about the future of California. They were saying, you know, the state is shrinking because people are fleeing because of the high taxes. California doom, staggering $54 billion dollar deficit looms, the Associated Press concluded a year ago. California is doomed, declared Business Insider 2 months before that. Is California doomed to keep burning? The New Republic. California is doomed because of rising sea levels, according to April Eco reports. I mean, those are all true things. The one that I'm remembering is from National Review, and it was just like, this state has completely been screwed by their liberal politics and their progressive values. California, actually, the latest data readout showed the Golden State has no peers among developed economies for expanding GDP, creating jobs, raising household incomes, manufacturing growth, investment and innovation. It's beating the United States of America. It's just the conservative economists and, you know, thought leaders, if we can call them that, once again, just couldn't be more wrong. So shout out to them for making the jobs of progressive people much easier. So those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.